I must say, I think I'm finally starting to get really nervous about COVID-19. On the surface, with good reason. A 70-year-old with terrible asthma. Indeed, no one will be surprised if I say that I have been self-isolating since early March. Nevertheless, despite everything, I deeply appreciated that the last few months did, after all, offer a sense of clarity. When, with death all around and hospitals often overwhelmed, it was hide if you can, but even for those who became the real heroes, those essential workers who kept society going or struggled to save lives, which included everyone from bus drivers to ER physicians, that clarity also offered some real solace. But we are now abandoning that clarity as so many localities, pushed by economic desperation, medical illiteracy, or sheer pig-headedness, has pushed hard-pressed officials to start reopening society, destroying in one stroke the clarity that for so many made the last weeks somewhat bearable. And now we enter an era of unnerving ambiguity, with each day forcing us into 1,000 different decisions. Do we go back to work if our particular industry is opening? Do we venture back into stores and restaurants? Hesitantly start those dental cleanings again? All the while recognizing, at least for those of us with a good handle on this thing, that nothing has changed about the virus threat since March, save that we artificially slowed its spread to allow more of its victims access to a reasonably stable healthcare system. And now, with almost mathematical certainty, we face yet another horrific surge of death amongst the most vulnerable of us, all terrifying enough, but frankly, not what is especially unnerving this historian, because here, of course, the abundance of history's rhymes seems especially rich. After all, 100 years ago, folks seemingly luckier than us faced the great influenza, and then after a relatively positive breathing space, took on the Great Depression. While fate seems intent on pushing us deeper into similar crises at the same time, which really returns us to another issue that modern historians face with every exam, the question of World War II's roots. Christians almost always write that World War II was the second act of World War I, vaguely remembering some criticism regarding the Treaty of Versailles. But in real life, 21 years is a long time. And most of the post-World War era's problems were being nicely solved. No, the origins of World War II were found in the radicalized politics that emerged out of the economic crisis of the Great Depression. Indeed, no depression and the Nazis would have never come to power in Germany, which sees the historian in this commentator terrified not only of the COVID deaths that still await us as the virus burns its way through society, but what happens when the economic crisis it has understandably caused blends with the fascist tendencies of he who came to power in 2016? We have, after all, seen this administration from day one feeding off of fascism's favorite tools, from ethnic nationalism to the denigration of the free press, from the castration of our federalist separation of powers to the undermining of our judicial system. Indeed, a presidency unhesitatingly claiming total authority, which reminds one of a comment made by a Harvard professor immediately after the last presidential election, that fascist types had never tried to take on a nation with as strong a civil society as the United States, though certainly there exists an impressive record of dictatorships formed by leaders initially elected in a more legal fashion, from Julius Caesar to Napoleon III. From Mussolini to Hitler, which suggests to this historically minded commentator, while the immediate threat is our reckless abandonment of the only tools that have slowed the virus, an equally unnerving terror is likely coming for us from the long-term economic dislocations the virus has unleashed, putting us on a tightrope walk between containing COVID-19 deaths while also containing the political extremism dramatic economic dislocations almost always force.